With SRN News, I'm John Scott. AAA spokeswoman Ixa Diaz says more people are traveling compared to last Thanksgiving. Diaz says, don't drive the day before Thanksgiving if you can help it.
Wednesday before Thanksgiving is notorious for being terrible on the roads, and this year is no exception. We're anticipating it's going to be very busy, especially in the afternoon. So when you're talking about between 2 p.m. and 6 p.m., try to avoid that window because that's the time when holiday travelers mix with commuters on the road.
Diaz says driving on Thanksgiving Day is actually a good option. Also at SRNNews.com, Israeli forces pressing their offensive against Hamas in northern Gaza. They're battling terrorists around a hospital where thousands of patients and displaced people have been sheltering now for weeks. The advance came a day after the World Health Organization evacuated 31 premature babies from Shifa Hospital. Finland's prime minister says the country may need to take further actions on its border with Russia after closing four border crossings in an attempt to stem a recent increase in asylum seekers. Finland joined NATO this year in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Joe Biden's 81st birthday, another reminder of voter concerns about the president's re-election campaign. White House correspondent Greg Clugston with that report.
In a recent New York Times Siena College poll of battleground states, 7 in 10 respondents said Mr. Biden was too old to be president. And it's a bipartisan concern. More than half of the president's own supporters think he's too old for the office. The White House insists Mr. Biden is physically and mentally fit, but some prominent Democrats and supporters have openly questioned whether the president should be seeking a second term because of his age. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Dow had 189 points, the Nasdaq up 148 now. This is SRN News. A California counseling service unveils a controversial new program.
San Francisco-based Outlet has set up an online forum where young people can come together to discuss homosexuality, transgenderism, and other sexual topics. That might be concerning enough, but the program is open to anyone from the ages of 14 to 25. Some parents' groups are reacting with alarm, pointing out it is potentially dangerous to have children discussing sexuality with adult strangers online. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The roughly 300 Christian homeless shelters that make up the CityGate network are preparing to make Thanksgiving special for people who have no home to go to. All of the missions are putting together traditional meals, but some are stepping outside of their four walls. Ventura County Rescue Mission in California is hitting the streets with the goal of delivering 2,000 Thanksgiving meals. This is SRN News. It looks like the U.S. canned seafood industry is doing well thanks to culinary trends that emerged from the pandemic.
Canned mackerel, sardines, and squid gaining in popularity when Americans were stuck at home. Since then, the U.S. market has expanded, fueled by social media influencers touting the benefits of the high-powered protein food in brightly colored metal containers. U.S. canned seafood industry dollar sales growing from $2.3 billion in 2018 to more than $2.7 billion so far this year. Jason Walker reporting.
Ohio State passed Michigan and moved up to number 2 in the Associated Press College Football Poll a week before the Big Ten rivals play another top 5 matchup. Number 4 Washington flip-flop with number 5 Florida State. Georgia remaining number 1 for the 23rd straight week. More details at SRNNews.com.